We have a new guest here from International Critics Week, Minbad Urbam, with his film Kalo Poti. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Min, I had the pleasure to watch the film, but I kind of want to hear your way to describe it.
Okay. Actually, it's the story about two kids, and it's the first Nepalese feature film that's presented in Venice Film Festival, and the film we did in Nepal, but it's the co-production between France, Germany, and Switzerland. And the film we did, we almost spent 2 years, and it was not really easy to make this kind of film in Nepal. You know, it's really difficult to make in Nepal.
Exactly. That's what I actually wanted to ask you. The fact, what are the difficulties in actually finishing and managing to have a finished product, such a film like this, Kalo Poti? So was it also just geographical difficulties, you know, shooting in Nepal, or also the whole infrastructure? So the, you know, all the political kind of underplays that maybe delayed the film. I just want to know the history about it.
Oh, actually, there was lots of problems. First thing, of course, money, and second, the geographical problem, and third, there was really difficult to find proper cast and team. That's why we spent lots of time to hire some technicians from abroad, and it was really difficult to find the proper cast, because, you know, the main actors in our film, even these two kids, they haven't seen any movie, and even they haven't seen any camera in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was really difficult to find them.
And yeah, talking about the kids, because they seem so natural in front of the camera, and I was instead expecting the classic sort of approach of, you know, non-trained actors and therefore being a bit stiff. But the kids are very, very natural, and it seems like a real friendship all throughout the film. So what kind of work did you do with them? You maybe shaped the script according to them, or you managed actually to be a wonderful actor trainer?
Okay. Actually, we did both. Firstly, we did, I tried myself to become kid, to make really good friendship with them, and the later it really worked. Mm-hmm. Because when I became like kid, and they trusted me, and all the time we started playing together, and they opened up with me. That's why it was really easy to tackle with them. And later we really changed the script as well. Dialogues, script, and screen directions. It's like we use both of these things.
And to keep the intimacy and the kind of like the, you know, the truthfulness that you see in the film, the crew was very small, and also, you know, like coming back to the idea of like the geographical problems shooting there. What was the crew like, and tell me a bit like how you managed to overcome the problems during shooting?
Okay. Actually, the problem, proper team crew member was just 27.
Okay.
But we had more than 300 porters.
Wow.
Even we can say they are our, they were our crew members.
Yeah, of course.
So the problem there was almost we did shooting for 4 weeks, except our working days. Mm-hmm. Because we spent 6 months for the shooting.
Wow.
Because every day we worked for 2 days or 3 days just to capture one scene. Even for the last scenes, we spent already 2 weeks. Just to take one shot. And for that scene, so we collected lots of people, lots of villagers from 9 villages. Because, you know, in this kind of mountain, there were just a few people living in the one village. So we collected from all over the 9 villages, and it took us like 2 weeks. So there was lots of problem, and no food, no electricity, no water, and nothing. It was really difficult.
And, you know, nowadays, cameras are everywhere. You know, everyone is acquainted with a camera. But as you said earlier, you know, these kids didn't even watch a film before that. So did you capture any moment as well of that sort of idea of being, you know, that novelty? And, of course, them being completely virginal as minds, so they never saw the actual lens. So did you see any sort of little moments all throughout the shooting, or maybe actually on screen, that it was just maybe thanks to the fact that they didn't know what cinema was?
Yeah. At the beginning of the shooting, they were very raw. Like, it was really easy to make shooting with them. But later, slowly, when they knew about the camera, lenses, and this technical stuff, sound recording, slowly they became interested with this technical stuff. Then later it becomes really problem to handle with the kids. So it's really amazing.
It's like a crash course about actors, you know, when they actually become confident. But I wanted to ask you if you actually shot chronologically. So from the very beginning that we see in the film was actually the very first part of the shooting, or maybe you just mixed up a bit the different scenes. I'm asking you because it seems at the beginning that the kids are a bit, you know, as you said, raw, and then they kind of become confident also in their acting performances.
Yeah, actually, that's why me and my team decided to shoot intense scenes at the beginning of the shooting.
Okay.
Because I believe that slowly if these kids became very closer to the technical stuffs, then they might distract in a way. That's why we really try to capture intense scenes at the beginning, mm-hmm. and later we shot like simple scenes like walking or just talking between two kids. That's scenes we decided to shoot at the end of the shooting.
Mm-hmm. And another interesting fact about the film is also the sort of parallel journey that you have from this very childlike little fairy tale, you know, of the hen between two friends, and also, of course, the historical background, like 1996 and 2006, such a dramatic and intense happening in Nepal between the Maoists and, of course, the government. So I just want to ask you, during the script, so in the writing part of it, you knew already which scene was kind of the, you know, the pivot, so the thing that actually linked the two parts, and maybe through images. I just want to know about those images, which one were they that you knew that it could, you know, merge these two roads rather than making them parallel?
Yeah, actually, when I was writing this script, from that time I was very much aware about the script, that I really wanted to make like two parallel story at the same time, one from visual side and one from sound and political layer. There was like two kind of parallel story, one story going through the kids and the another one storyline going through the political layers. So I was very much aware to make them synchronize between these two parallel story from beginning to end. But it was very difficult sometimes during the shooting because sometimes there was so problem because of the sound and everything. And later when I finished the shooting and I worked really very much on editing table to merge this story. Mm-hmm. So it's, let's say, 80% during the shooting and 20% on set that I try to merge this story.
And just to conclude, are you going to shoot again in Nepal? This was a bit too much for the film long feature.
Yeah, actually, I just finished my new story.
All right, great. Yeah. Still set here in the same region? Or?
Nice. Maybe upper than this region. Next time, I'm sure that I can get money easily and I can get my best team in my country. So I'm very much hopeful to make a really good film rather than this.
Nice. Well, but that was a great film anyway. So go and watch, of course, here in Venice, Carlo Poti. Thank you very much, Min, for being with us.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.